Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, September 13th, 2016. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I am here and ready for everyone to get iOS 10.
I'm ready as well. It feels like it's been a little lonely playing with it for the past several weeks and not having everyone else in on the game. So I totally get that. And Jim Tanis, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm filling in for that bum Brian who decided to just sit on his butt all week. So I'll be here at TMO through Friday, and I'm super excited to be here again.
And I'm really happy to have you here. It's always a lot of fun when you're hanging out with us. So thanks for being here.
It's great. And I do want to thank Brian for taking that well-deserved vacation, because it gives me an opportunity to come in and fill his shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you fill them quite nicely.
So well, just don't tell him that.
My lips are sealed. Yeah. And it's not like
good
anyone.
Thing we're not recording this.
Yeah, I know. Good thing. That's
I
lucky.
Don't think he listens to this show.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, so today is the day that iOS 10 gets officially released. And as of recording time, it isn't out yet, but I'm expecting that it will be out soon. And based on Apple's track record, it's possible that it could actually roll out while we're recording today. So, yeah, iOS 10, and it'll be a free update for everyone that has a compatible device. So for iPhone owners, that would be an iPhone 5 or newer.
That's right.
For iPod Touch, you have to have the latest model, which is the sixth generation. On the iPad side, the
iPad Mini 2.
Yes, iPad Mini 2 or newer. For the original iPad line, it has to be an iPad 4. And then any iPad Air, and of course any iPad Pro.
That's right.
So that's a pretty good list of devices that still support iOS 10.
That's a respectable list. Yeah, I was surprised to see that it went all the way back to iPhone 5. That's impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Is there any feature for you that is a standout in iOS 10? And what I'll do to make it easy on you guys, because I just decided this is a path we're going down, I will offer up a feature first so you guys have time to think about something. Unless, Dave, you have something that you want to run with?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I like the fact that Notification Center doesn't disappear once I've unlocked my iPhone. I like that I have to hit the button. And this is a weird thing, right? For anybody moving to iOS 10 today, this will be absolutely foreign to you and you'll hate it until you realize, hey, I get to see my notifications when I wake up my phone, as opposed to watching them disappear as my home screen comes up. And that's a really handy thing. So I feel like that's one of the big ones for me. As silly as that might sound, it's a big deal. Yeah.
No, I get that. And I'm with you. I really like the way notifications and widgets are separated out from each other now.
Yep.
And notifications stay on your screen when you lift up your iPhone. And I like that you have easy access to the notifications, to the widgets, to the calculator, and to Control Center just with swiping from each side of the device.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Yep.
Yeah. To me, that makes a lot more sense, because all these things that were just jumbled into a single thing felt kind of confusing. Like exactly what was the purpose of having that stuff there when it was all jumbled together? And now it's much clearer, I think.
Yeah. 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 No, it's good. And you mentioned in passing the raise to wake feature, which is new in iOS 10, where if you have an iPhone that is Well, that has been released in the last year is right. really, I guess, the best way to say it. 6S, 6S Plus, SE, and presumably iPhone 7 all support Raise to Wake, which is super handy. But you can turn it off in settings, but I like it. I like being able to wake up my phone and see it. So
yep, I found that Raise to Wake is surprisingly useful for me.
Yeah.
And I'm also finding that I am using 3D Touch far more now with iOS 10 than I did in iOS 9.
That's interesting. I gave up. Well, I had to give up on 3D Touch when I moved to the iPhone SE, because that's one of the two things that you don't get from the 6S series, that and the new Touch ID sensor. But I like the size of the SE, so I was willing to give it up because I wasn't using it all that much with my 6S. Mm-hmm. So now that I have a 7 on the way, I'm curious if I wind up using 3D Touch or if I wind up just going back to the SE anyway, which I might.
I could totally see you doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, what I found is that with 3D Touch, since Apple started actually thinking about how we would really be using this, we're getting 3D Touch access in places that it makes sense. Although I'm just really confused why there are places where it makes so much sense and it's not there. Like in the control center. You can 3D touch the buttons that run along the bottom, but you can't the buttons that run across the top. So why can I not 3D touch the Wi-Fi or the Bluetooth buttons and see my available networks or available devices and just select?
Huh.
Yeah, I know. And now that you're thinking about it, it's going to annoy you for the rest of forever until Apple changes that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Listeners, sorry about that. Yeah. Okay, I haven't tossed out a feature that I really like, separate from what you have. And this one was a surprise for me. Voicemail transcription. And what I've found is that, first, it works surprisingly well. And second, it gives me a new triage. So when I have voicemail that comes in, prior to iOS 10, I had to listen to the voicemail to decide if it was something I needed to listen to right away. Now I have a transcript that I can skim quickly and decide, is this a message I need to listen to right now and respond to, or is this something that I can listen to later? And that was not something I expected, but there you go. Voicemail transcriptions, that turned out to be a big thing for me.
Interesting. You know what? I didn't even know those were there.
Oh, well, now you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. It's I haven't had that much success with the accuracy. Maybe it's just because all of my friends and family, none of them speak clearly. But it does transcribe enough that you get the gist of the message. So it does help you see, okay, well, that was, you know, that's not important, or this is urgent, or that's a junk call or whatever. It's extremely helpful in that way.
Yep. Yep. And depending on who is calling me, the transcriptions are better or worse. But even the ones that are bad, there's still enough in the transcription that I get the gist and can tell if this is important or not. And by important, because now there's some people that are thinking, seriously, my calls aren't important to you. What I mean is important in context of what I'm currently doing, and do I need to stop and answer immediately? And yes, right now I am really trying to dig myself out of a hole.
Yeah, you're being too nice. It's fine. Oh, you screen calls. It's okay.
I totally screen calls. Yeah. And Dave, here's my dirty little secret that a lot of people don't know. I screen calls to the point that on my business card, I have a Google Voice phone number, not my iPhone number.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's proven to be very handy.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, Jim, is there a standout feature for you?
Well, for me, there's really no one single standout feature, but it's a bunch of little stuff for me. It's things like the voicemails, like mm-hmm. the finding your car when you park using Apple Maps, the bedtime sleep training feature, the improved Siri integration, that we haven't really seen take full effect yet. But once the developers start taking advantage of those new APIs, that'll be really interesting. So it's not the thing where I'm sitting here waiting and super excited to get the final version. But it's a lot of little stuff that through the betas I found to be helpful. They've made using the iPhone, in my case, the iPhone 6S, more pleasurable.
Yep, I totally get that. And I'm with you. I have found that my iPhone 6S is a much more valuable, versatile, and useful tool with iOS 10 than it has been with previous versions of iOS. And that's saying a lot, because my iPhone has been my go-to device, my office in my pocket, ever since the original iPhone came out. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And I will say, too, the lock screen that Dave mentioned, where if you put your finger on the Touch ID and it instead of taking you to the home screen, it takes you to your notifications. You can turn that off if you want. You can revert it to the way it used to be. I agree with Dave. It's very helpful. It's much more helpful once you get used to it. But if you don't like it, there's a setting. I think it's an accessibility settings where you can turn that off and revert to how it was. So that's good to see that there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
the setting.
We should put it. Tip up for that today, guys.
You know, the funny thing is that is on my list.
Awesome.
Yes. So the feature or the setting that you're looking for in accessibility is called something like rest to unlock as opposed to press to unlock, something like that. When you see it, it's obvious what it is. Even more so once we get our tip up.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So, all right. Well, yeah, iOS 10 is... Yeah,
it's in general settings, general accessibility, home button, and then rest finger to open. It can go on or off.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. All right, so iOS 10 will be available shortly. Make sure you have backed up your device ahead of time, even though I did not have any trouble installing the betas and the GM, so the final release, when that was given to developers a few days ago. But, you know, better safe than sorry. And if you're liking it or not, I want to know, because I'm curious how iOS 10 is working for you, listeners. So let me know. You can send me messages on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. You can send me emails. That would be observations@macobserver.com. And then, of course, you can leave comments in the show notes. I'll be watching all those places to see what you guys think of iOS 10. Also, as long as we're talking about iOS 10, I have to give you a shameless plug. I have created a couple sticker packs called Space is the Place. One is color stickers, the other is black and white. And they will be available as soon as Apple opens up the messages store so that everyone's stickers are available and not just the ones that they've been highlighting. So that could be any minute now. So totally check those out. I hand drew every single one of them just for you. And as long as we're on the subject of new things, Jim, you put together a fantastic report this morning where you dove into the different financing deals that are available for iPhones in the United States. And you pointed out the good deals, and you came up with what you thought was actually, just generally speaking, the best option. So fill me in on that, please.
Well, I just want to clarify. I didn't come up with the best option, but what it boils down to is, depending on your needs, there's going to be a best option, and there's pretty much parity amongst the carriers and Apple for overall cost. So you're going to be looking for those other benefits of a program when you make your choice, because it's true. You know, Apple came out last year with the iPhone 6S. They announced their iPhone upgrade program, and they offer now the iPhone upgrade program, which is a package with AppleCare that allows you to you commit to a 2-year plan, but after 12 months you can upgrade, re-up for another 2 years, turn your phone in, get the new one. And they also offer a straight up zero interest installment plan where there's no upgrade. It's just you're gonna buy the phone and we're gonna give you zero interest on the payments over 2 years. All the carriers have moved to similar plans. Gone are the days of the subsidized contract, the free iPhone or the $199 iPhone. And those are still available in very limited circumstances. But if you're looking to get a new iPhone today, either from scratch or upgrading from an existing phone, you're probably going to be looking at a payment plan, a financing plan. And the good news is all of the carriers are pretty much on the same level. They don't charge you any interest as long as you make your payments on time. The total cost that you end up with at the end of the plan, however many months it is the retail price of the phone, and the payment options for things like early payments and upgrades. They're a little bit different, but they all pretty much even out. So if you check out the article over at MacObserver.com, we've got the table there that kind of summarizes it along with a written section on each one. And the long and short of it is, if you're with a carrier already and you're going to stick with that carrier, it's probably worth it to take a look at them. If you don't want the AppleCare Plus, if you want AppleCare Plus and you want to deal with Apple, the Apple upgrade program is possibly a very good option. But if you're a Verizon customer or an AT&T customer, they've got similar payment terms. You can go straight through them. They may have better stock than Apple, and they may be able to waive fees because the only difference really is the upgrade and activation fees. With Apple, if you go through Apple, you take your phone to a carrier, they're going to charge you that $20 or $30 activation fee. If you go to a carrier, you're a customer, you go into the store, very often you can talk them out of it. You can negotiate with them. And especially if you're coming from another carrier, if you're an AT&T customer and you walk into a Verizon store, you can say, hey, I want to become a Verizon customer today, but you got to waive all those fees. And if you're upgrading a family of phones, that can save you $100 or so. So it's sure. It's worth considering. So the summary, I guess, is take a look at that table. You see that the total cost is pretty much the same except for that plan that offers AppleCare Plus. And so it's just a matter of how much do you want to pay a month? How many months do you want the ability to upgrade early? And whose service are you happy with? And on top of all that, so those are the basic plans. All of the carriers have come out. I think Verizon was the first to do it. Then AT&T jumped on board and then Sprint matched them. They're all offering pretty good deals on a trade-in. So if you have an iPhone 6 or newer, so 6 and 6 Plus, 6S and 6S Plus, you can trade it in to an iPhone 7 and they will give you a credit of $650. And nice. That's a lot more than you'll get in cash, but there's a catch. They're not just going to give you a check for $650. You have to subscribe to service with them. It's not a contract technically for the service, but you have to stick with them for 2 years, and they basically apply a credit to your bill every month that if you have the base level 32 gig iPhone 7, it ends up wiping out the cost, the financing charge, so it's effectively free. And if you have a higher end phone, it just defrays some of that cost. And it's so you end up getting a little, you get a lot of value for your money over time, but you have to stick with them for the full 2 years. If you leave, they don't pay you the difference. And you don't get the interest on that, and you still have to pay tax on the whole price of the phone, even if you're getting it for quote for free. So if you have a good place to sell your phone and you can get probably more than $350 or so, you know, the time value of money would dictate you should do that, take the chunk of cash and use it to offset the cost of the phone up front. Mm-hmm. But if you're not interested in selling online, you're more comfortable just doing a deal, these are pretty good deals. This is about as good as you're going to get from these guys. And at least you get that nice credit every month, even if the phone company is the one who's getting the benefit of the interest and you hang out, you kind of have to stick with them.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh. It's not a bad deal, though. I mean,
it's not a bad deal. It's just not as good as it seems on its face.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a deal where you have to buy into one of the big benefits being convenience. And as soon as you do that, then it's not a bad deal.
Yeah. It's funny because they stopped offering the contracts, but they still kind of get you. It's not technically a contract, but you can't leave. And if you leave, you got to pay off the balance of the phone and you don't get the rest of your credit for your trading.
Right. Yeah. There's no early termination fee except one that you have chosen to impose upon yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. You know, the convenience thing, that was a big deal for me. And last year I switched to the AT&T Next every year plan.
Yeah.
Because, well, with what we do, it's important that I always have the new iPhone. And that it actually did turn out to be really convenient. The only issue I had is that after all this time, AT&T still hasn't figured out that when you do an iPhone launch, you need to have roll out some extra servers. So while some people were able to get their phone ordered in a few minutes, it took me over an hour of trying with AT&T servers. But once I was actually able to get far enough into the system where I could do a transaction, I got exactly the phone that I wanted, and it was no big deal. It just worked. And then come Friday, I will have my new iPhone 7 waiting for me in my mail, and it's a beautiful thing. So, all right. Hey, we're out of very time. Cool. So we need to wrap up. Dave, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me. A blast as always.
As always. And Jim, thank you for being here as well.
Happy to be here.
Yep, it's great to have you. And listeners, thank you for joining us. Let me know what you think of iOS 10. I'm really interested in hearing what you have to say. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.